Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. Yeehaw!
That's not what this show's about.
It ain't?
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tippin' rednecks.
Hi, welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. I'm sitting here with Susie. Susie Wager. I'm gonna put it like this. We're at Barnaby's, which is a gay restaurant, and I'm only going to gay places from now on. We're gonna talk about how much it sucks. Oh, you should say hi.
Is it a gay restaurant?
It's owned by a gay guy.
Is it
and
really?
His gay lover. Yeah, there's...
But the people that work here don't look gay. Be straight.
But they're all hot.
Ew.
And hence?
Because I'm not hey baby her.
You're what?
I said I'm not hey baby her.
You're not hey babying her?
No.
Susie and I used to, we came out kind of at the same, did we come out
we
at the same time?
We came out at the same time.
So we used to always go do gay stuff together and only gay stuff.
Be gay.
Like, and we would go to KPFT and like during the gay shows and we saw Torch Song Trilogy together.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
It's beautiful.
See, and that's, okay, you know, those two girls, Crash and Bailey?
Yeah.
They were talking about the movie, Harvey Milk, the documentary on Harvey Milk.
I think oh, yeah.
It's called The Life and Times of Harvey Milk, Mayor of Castro Street or something like that. Harvey Fierstein narrates that documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were talking about it, and they kind of sound like they weren't familiar with them, so I suggested that they need to watch it. So if you guys are listoning, you need to watch Torch Song Trilogy.
And if you're listening, you need to put out a fucking show, because we haven't had one for you in over a week. So we were commiserating today about the Proposition 2 being passed. I was going to drive off a bridge, but Susie stopped me.
Tell them what Proposition 2 is.
They already know.
They do?
Yeah. Proposition 2 was, or is now, an amendment to the Texas Constitution that defines marriage as only between a man and a woman.
And the state of Texas will not recognize anything that is identical or similar to marriage.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means that if you're common law married, your marriage is null and void in the state of Texas.
What if it's identical to marriage?
Then your marriage is null and void in the state of Texas.
That's fine. Thanks.
And
can I get some Gorgon?
I'm sorry?
Silver?
Silver?
Yeah. Dude, you're so demanding.
There you go.
Give it to me!
I want to prop this up a little because I don't want... It usually just sounds like that. So, yeah, so 75% of the people who voted, which was like 18%? Was that what it was?
Very, very low percentage of people that voted in the state of Texas.
Voted for this proposition, so it passed.
Yep. It's because people didn't vote.
And I hate them even more than the people that voted for it.
What's that?
I hate them even more than I hate the people that voted for it.
Because they didn't vote. Because
they're fucking jackasses. And like 33%, is that what you said? The people in
Montrose,
which is a gay district in Houston.
Did not vote.
They didn't even fucking vote.
They did not. No, wait. Only 33% of them voted. So for those 33%, good job. The rest of you suck.
The rest of you really suck. Like anybody that didn't vote, you're higher on my shit list than people that voted for it.
Yeah.
Because you're fucked.
You're stupid.
No, you're stupid.
I'm gonna say that.
No. Even like my neoconservative friend, Lawrence Simon, he voted for it.
Did he vote against
it.
Did he really?
Yes.
Good job.
We love Lawrence Simon.
Well, then he's conservative, but he's socially liberal.
Well, I think he's conservative, but has like a brain about
being
social
a conservative.
Stuff. But because it's obviously ridiculous.
Well,
it's also like crazy Christian people that don't even fucking know what the Bible is all about. This.
My mom was not gonna vote either way.
I'm good.
She wasn't gonna vote either way at all.
Why?
Because you know she works at the church, right?
Yeah.
She's a religious educator for the Catholic Church. And everybody was telling her that she needed to vote for it. And she kept saying she can't do that because it's wrong. And so I sat her down and I talked to her about it, and I said, look, I don't think at this point gays are asking to come into Catholic churches and get married.
Thanks.
They're just asking the state of Texas to recognize them legally as married couples, to have the same rights as married couples. And I told her, I said, if you're looking at this from a perspective of religion, keep your perspective of religion. You and your church can keep the gays out, and that's fine. This isn't a matter for the church to decide. This is a state issue.
People don't understand that at
right.
all.
Right, and it's, they keep wanting to put church back into the government, and they can't.
Well, yeah, they can, because they just did.
They did.
Fucking dicks.
They shouldn't. And it's very hypocritical, because while they're claiming that they're fighting for some freedom over in Iraq, they're taking freedom away over here. And it's going to make it that much easier for their freedoms to get taken away in the future. It'll come back on them. That's what I think.
But this wasn't even freedom that we had anyway.
No, we didn't. But now that anybody that is married common law in the state of Texas doesn't have that freedom either. Stupid.
Is that really true?
Mm-hmm. It says that the state of Texas will not recognize any marriage identical or... Yeah, anything identical or similar to marriage. That's the second half of it. The first half just says that marriage is defined as a man and a woman. And the state of Texas will not recognize anything identical or similar to marriage.
What do they mean by identical?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that someone takes it to court. And the judge sees it for what it is and starts saying, I guess all marriages in the state of Texas are null and void because the state of Texas doesn't recognize anything identical to marriage.
That'd be funny.
It would be funny. It'd be a slap of
the eye. Is that really how it's worded? I can't imagine. Like,
yes.
What could that mean besides marriage isn't recognized by the state of Texas?
And a lot of the people that were for it were saying it's never going to be interpreted that way, but why not? I mean, it's a crap amendment. I hope it gets overturned.
And what's even shittier about the whole thing is that why is this an issue? Like, when there are so many other major things going on.
It shouldn't be an issue. And that's the thing. We should never have to vote on civil rights. We should never have to do that. I mean, I thought that was a point of being in this country, was that you had the right to pursue, what was it?
The Pursue Happiness deal? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or some bullshit like that. As long as you fuck a pussy with your penis, you're alright. You can do whatever you want.
Does a strap-on count?
I don't think so. Even if it's similar or identical to a penis.
Because I'll fuck a pussy with a strap-on if I have to, if that's what it takes.
Now, does a whorehole count as a pussy?
I think that's what he means by whorehole.
Well, guys can have a whorehole, too.
And your asshole.
Yeah.
Girls
or
have
your
two.
Mouth can actually be a whorehole, too,
well, then
I think.
Girls have three.
Not fair.
Hmm?
That's not fair. I love whoreholes.
Now let's get back to dildos. From what I understand, it's illegal in the state of Texas to own a dildo. You can own a vibrator.
I think you can own a dildo, but you can't have more than like three or four.
No, you can have a vibrator. You can have six vibrators and that's it. No dildos.
So what happens if you go? Do you get arrested for having a dildo?
I guess.
What are you in for? I had a dildo.
Dildo.
Dildo. Oh man, that's tough.
Because I don't think any of the sex shops sell dildos here.
You can buy them. They can't sell them. You can own them, but the stores can't sell them.
You can't sell them.
And you can't have more than a certain number of them because then they'll think you're trying to sell them.
No, I know. You have six.
Yeah, I think you can own a
dildo. But you can't have more than six vibrators. That I know for sure.
I think you can't have more than six dildos either. If someone's listening who's willing to research this and let us know, please feel free. But that's another deal that's like, why... why is there a law against that?
Exactly.
Like, what does it hurt? Like, there was this guy on LiveJournal yesterday who was like, in the Houston community, somebody posted, you know, about how much it sucked that Proposition 2 passed. And here's this religious jackass. Did you go in there?
Uh-uh. Where was this?
In LiveJournal in the Houston, Texas community.
I never go in there. Is it
funny?
You're
not missing much. Well, it was funny in a way, but it was not funny because this guy was just like, you lost, get over it. He's like, dude, it's not just about you lost. He's just this little religious freak, and it always came back to, well, the Bible says. Well, it doesn't matter what the Bible says. This is not, the law shouldn't be based on that. Well, you lost, sorry. Stop whining.
Actually, I was listening to one of your podcasts where you put in a segment from the National Coalition Against the Death Penalty conference that you went to, and I believe it was it a rabbi or a reverend that you
rabbi had? And I called him a reverend.
You
at
called
one
him
point
a
by
reverend
mistake.
At one point.
Sorry about
real
that.
Real good,
way.
Mike.
And I know. I listened. And I was like, oh shit.
And I like how he said.
I only said,
said
it once though. I said rabbi the other time.
I like how he said that you have to know the Bible
better than your opponent.
And it's true. And that's one thing about my dad that's really cool, is that he knows the Bible up and down and backwards. He's not really Catholic, he's not really Christian, he kind of considers himself more of a Unitarian. And he can sit there and tell you all about the Bible and what it says here and what it says there and what it means. And he can point out the inconsistencies of the Bible when it refers to sin and abomination. Yeah, that too. And there's just a lot of stuff in the Bible that doesn't make any sense if you actually want to take it literally and look at it from a literative point of view. And I'm not going to get into it because I can't
yeah.
give anything off the top of my head. But
what my deal is, if it's so important as for Christians to follow the Bible, then they should follow everything in the Bible, right? Why do they decide what they're going to follow and what they don't? If, you know what? If you really think homosexuality is a sin, then, I mean, what's all that other crap about? You can't wear different fibers together. And, I mean, I don't know. These are just things that I've read about here and there. But, like, you can't have sex with a woman or even be in the same room with a woman who's on her menstrual cycle.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a bunch of shit like that. Like, okay, dude, if you want to follow the Bible so closely, then follow the Bible so closely or don't follow it. If you only do part of it, to me, you're not even, I mean, you might as well, it's worse to be like, well, I'm just going to do this part of it and be real adamant about that, but not the things that were too inconvenient.
But I think what people tend to forget, and I get this thrown at me a lot too, the Bible was written by hand way, way, way after the death of Christ. Because during the times of Christ, I mean, obviously the Bible wasn't written then, but after Christ, and the Bible was being prepared to be written, most of it was stories told word of mouth. So, And then stories told word of mouth. So obviously you're not getting the full story. The problem with that argument, and I'm going to blow my argument, is that you're supposed to believe what the Bible says on faith. That it was the word of God. That God spoke to these people. And therefore the Bible was written as is. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That you should follow it so closely?
Because it's the word of God and you have to have that kind of a faith.
Sorry?
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm thinking about it and I'm like, okay, I can understand having faith, but faith in that
all this and stuff like that, fables that have been passed down from person to person,
that it all really happened, it really occurred. Because I mean, with the exception of some of the Christian denominations that are out there, the Old Testament is supposed to be believed word for word. So yeah, there was an Adam and Eve with an apple and a snake, and then Noah with the ark and two of everything.
Right.
And Abraham lived for several hundred years and begat everybody and their brother, literally.
See, I don't even know what all that means. What's begat mean?
It means that he spawned off all these children. He had these children, their children had these children, so we're all related.
So it's a little whore.
Not little.
Who did it say for? But then when I start thinking about all that, the thing that pops up in my mind is, why am I arguing about the Bible? It doesn't have anything to do with me.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the state. And it shouldn't, because people seem to forget the Quran and the Torah. And I really wish I knew the word for the Wiccan Bible.
I should know that. Because I used to be a Wiccan, you know.
You did?
Did you know me during that time period?
No.
I took Wicca classes and everything. It was actually really cool. Is there a Wiccan Bible? I don't think there was. Because Wicca is actually a fairly new religion. They always call it the oldest religion.
I thought it was old.
It's based on pagan religions, but it's really like new shit, if I understand correctly.
Pagan religions like the Roman mythology and the Greek mythologies?
Maybe, I don't know. I can't remember all that shit. I used to have this big binder that came from that class that had a big pentagram on the cover of it.
Oh, cool.
And it said, Witchcraft 101.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the teacher had assembled all that stuff. It was fun. We did like little psychic experiments and things like that with each other. I can't remember what it's called, but you'd hold an object in your hand and try to like sense what it was or whose it was and that kind of stuff. It was cool. My friend Andy Wigington and I used to do that when I was like 8 years old too.
Anyway, my point all of this is that yeah, the Bible is very, 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 very subject to interpretation. And you just can't deny that. You can sit there and argue how it's supposed to be literal, it's a fundamental word of God. But if you actually read that thing and actually believed it word for word, just like you said, you'd be like having to kill yourself for all the things that you've done wrong. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, in this day and age, what we consider normal and right back then was wrong.
So?
Or what back then was considered normal and right now is kind of like, okay, look, I got this goat and I'm not gonna sacrifice him right here. I mean, you know.
So I wonder if part of that whole deal, why those like religious freak shows hate gay people so much, is that, oh, there's someone who's more of a sinner than I am.
Right.
so I don't have to feel quite so bad, because at least I'm not getting cornholed.
But I think some of this had to do with money, too.
The, this Proposition 2 thing, mm-hmm. that Christian dude started bringing that stuff up. He was, like, grasping at straws, because he got attacked like crazy. And then he deleted all of his comments. Very DB of him. But that was one of the things who I was like, what, how would it harm you if two people of the same gender got married? Well, then his answer to that was, well, then everyone would have the same benefits and it would cost all of us money.
Right.
So, and my response to that was, so if we made gay marriage legal but then took those weddings or that those benefits away from every married couple, then I'd be okay?
There
he didn't
go.
Respond. But I mean, that would solve both problems.
That
no
would.
One would have benefits. Everyone could get married. There, you wouldn't have to worry about the money, and everyone would have equal rights.
Actually, my dad and I were talking about it. There are other countries that do things differently with marriage. Mexico is one of them. You can get married in a church in Mexico and have had your marriage license, but the only real way to get your marriage license is to actually get married through the state, which means you gotta show up somewhere at a court and do your vows there and be married there, and then you're actually married by the state. Now, you can either go and do your religious ceremony however you see fit, whether it be with a Catholic church or another Christian church or the Jewish, with the synagogue, however it is.
Right.
And that's completely separate, state and religion. Or you could just not go for the religious part of it and just get your state part of it taken care of, your government part taken care of. And he's all for that, and that's what he wants. I thought that sounded kind of cool.
Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
How long have we been talking? 22 minutes and 9 seconds. We should probably wrap it up. Any closing thoughts?
Yes, go vote.
Too late.
Always vote. Well, we can vote. We can vote for Sue Lavelle, like I said.
Oh, yeah. Go through that real quick.
Sue Lavelle is running for city council. Position at large, too. And I think that's, I'm not sure, I think that's the same position that Anise Parker, who's now the city controller.
And a lesbian.
Both Sue Lavelle and Anise Parker are lesbians. The idea is to get another lesbian in there, get another openly gay official in there, and work it up so that we can get Anise Parker elected as mayor of the city of Houston, which would be really cool. And these Parker's a neat person.
And she eats push.
Okay. I'm not gonna say anything.
So, alright, I guess that'll be the end of the show today.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks
Go
for listening.
Vote, you dumbasses.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.